Welcome to Klamath County High School Basketball on KlamathRadio.com. All season long, we're bringing you all the action of the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. So let's get this show on the road. Let's go courtside with Randy Adams and the team for tonight's exciting game on KlamathRadio.com.
Good evening and welcome to the Hornets Nest tonight's Skyline Conference basketball broadcast between the Henley Hornets and the visiting Phoenix Pirates. The Hornets, the sixth ranked team in the state. They are 6-0 in league play, 13-6 overall. Phoenix comes in at 2-4 in conference play. They are 11-9 overall. And Phoenix is ranked number 25 in the state. Girls game was won by Henley handily tonight. Final was 58-31. And so the Henley girls still remain just one game out in the girls race with a 6-1 record behind right now 6-0 Hidden Valley. They're hosting Klamath Union tonight. Henley still without the services of Braden Lowry. He usually starts for the Hornets. It'll be DJ Hall in his place tonight. But to the Hornets have been playing some good basketball. Did not have their best game by all accounts, even according to Coach Luke Hammond in the victory over Klamath Union here just a few days ago. Final was 51-43, I'm sorry, was the final score. And Henley ending up holding off a Klamath Union rally to pick up the win. With that victory, that sweeps the season series at 2-0 against the Pelicans of KU. And, of course, puts Henley 2 games up with only 4 to play in the conference season. Starting lineups in just a few minutes. We'll have Bob Shambros introduce those for us here at the Hornets Nest. We'll also have the national anthem from the Henley High School Jazz Band prior to tip-off. 2-minute break, and we'll come back with the national anthem and the starting lineups.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care, sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services, you'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care, the provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly, so ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
It is formal night here at Henley. Not that they're having a formal dance, but everybody's got a certain night that they do a certain color scheme or a certain fad. Well, tonight everybody's dressed to the nines on formal night here, just attending the ball game. No dance afterwards, but everybody's dressed up. And the national anthem now going to be performed by the Henley High Jazz Band. Let's go ahead and join that now.
And Zachary Sheen Russell, also on Alpha Sax. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please rise and remove your hats and face the flag? Symbol of the freedom we all enjoy and of everyone's right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Henley High School Junior ROTC Color Guard will present the flag. Would you please remain standing until the colors have exited the court and have been retired?
Done from the jazz band here tonight. Now let's join Bob Chambros for tonight's starting lineups.
For the Pirates, Phoenix High School, a senior number one, Freedom Martinez. Junior number three, Nick Goff. Junior number five, Ethan Hudson. Senior number 20, Braden Watts. And senior number 30, Adrian Stanfield. The head coach is Troy Nichols. His assistants are Ron Haynes, Will Young, and Gary Freeman. And now you need to get loud for your Henley Hornets. And it's time to rock the nest. Carrying number 11, junior guard, DJ Hall.
once again, we'll give them to you for the Phoenix Pirates. It is Freedom Martinez, a 5'8" senior, along with Nick Goff, a 5'8" junior. Ethan Hutzel will start as well. He is a 6'4" junior, along with Brendan Watts, a 6-foot senior, and Adrian Stanfield, 5'10" senior. Henley goes with DJ Hall, a 6-foot senior. Dale Fenner's a 6-foot senior. Andrew Reynolds, 6'2" senior. Matthew Newbert, 6'4" junior. Blake Loney, 6-foot senior. Ball is controlled on the tip by the Hornets, wearing the home white. Gold numerals trimmed in blue, and we are underway. The ball goes to Matthew Newbert in the left-hand corner. He'll move with the right hand on a couple of dribbles. Bring it out now to Fenner's, top of the key. Dale Fenner's last ball game against Klamath Union, scoring in the 26-point range and had a fantastic game in that 51-43 win over the Pelicans. Into the corner to Reynolds. A long three is good. Andrew Reynolds buries the three ball. Good start for the Hornets against the red-clad Phoenix Pirates. Red jerseys, blue numerals, trimmed in white. Top of the key is Nick Goff. He'll work the left-hand side of the floor, almost lose the dribble for a moment, retains possession and control, and will swing it to Brendan Watts over on the wing left. Watts, top of the key, jumper for three. It's around and off, no good. Fenner's high in the air to get the rebound for the Hornets, and they'll come the other way. Fenner's to DJ Hall up front. Entry-level pass.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, counted out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Comes Phoenix the other way. Phoenix loses it. Reynolds spins, shoots, and scores. Andrew Reynolds to make it now 7-2. Reynolds with five of his team's points. A miss for Phoenix. Down the other way they come. The Hornets down the floor. Reynolds to the well again. Lays it in easily off the glass to make it 9-2. Henley. And five new players getting ready to check in for Troy McNichols and his Phoenix Pirates. Down by seven with 4:45 left. A unique situation to be sure. Logan Jenkins up front for Ortega. He'll bring it inside to Serna. Ball swept away by DJ Hall. He'll bring it into the front court for Henley. Stop his dribble, free throw line extended right. Brings it over to Loney. Blake will be double-teamed high post. Bring it outside now to Newbert. Wanted to shoot, double-teamed. So instead he takes the ball to the well and then dishes it way back out front to Reynolds, who then leaves it for Hall. DJ back underneath to Matthew Newbert. Posts up and scores. Matthew Newbert with 4 points for the Hornets. And the Henley Hornets have jumped out to an early 11-2 lead halfway through the first period of play. Here is Serna with the ball. Leave it to Ortega, left-hand side. He'll dribble into the corner and terminate the dribble. Bring it back out now to Jenkins. Right-hand side, the ball goes now to Mendez into the game. Mendez has the ball entry into the key and slapped away by the Hornets, but Serna's there to pick it up. Serna behind the back pass over now to Jenkins. Cutter down low. Finds a cutter, but knocked out of bounds and loses the dribble. And again, five new players coming back in for Phoenix. The platoon system is what they call it. I'm not sure how effective it's been so far. Hornets lead by 9, 11-2. Full court pressure. The one thing you do have is fresh legs. Hornets facing full court pressure. Here's Fetters. Baseline drive. Puts it up off the glass too much. No good. Got his own board. Kick it back out to Reynolds. Long three. Front iron and up. No good. Rebound Phoenix. Down the floor they come quickly with Nick Goff for the ball now. Starting five back into the game. Martinez, long three. It's around and off. No good. Off the hand of Phoenix out of bounds. And Dale Fetters was right there as well. But Phoenix was the last to touch. Hornets will inbound against full court pressure on the Phoenix side of the floor. With 3:06 left in the opening quarter, 11-2 Henley. Down the floor, here's Loney. Drives inside the paint. Nice scoop to the hook up and in for two. Blake Loney, his first basket of the game, and Henley is out to a 13-2 lead. Nick Goff, high post. Dribble drive now to Ethan Hutzel. His right-hand floater from seven right angle is no good. Rebound Henley down the floor. Reynolds, tongue hanging out of the mouth. A la Michael Jordan, puts it up from the free throw line, extended left. No good. Rebound Hornets. The reload. Here's Loney. Swing the ball left side over to Seth Howe. Howe, turn around, 8-foot jumper, way too much, no good. Off the hand of Matthew Newbert and into the hand of the Phoenix Pirates. They'll come down with numbers as Nick Goff gets it outside to Hutzel. Stop and pop three, right angle, no good. Henley comes down with a rebound with 2:14 left in the period. Here's Loney for three, left side, it's no good. Rebound brought down by Henley. Inside the paint, and that's Seth Howe with the basket. Seth Howe with the offensive board and the putback, his first basket of the game. Henley now leads 15-2. In the right-hand corner, the ball comes. Watts had it, lost it, but got it back. Phoenix, Martinez in the corner, a long three, in and out, no good. Ball high off the rim, and brought down by Hutzel. Ethan inside the paint, no good. Third opportunity for Hutzel. That rattles in and out, no good. Could not buy a bucket there. Three opportunities there for the Pirates. They couldn't score. Here's Fetters. He throws the ball 3 rows deep into the left-hand corner, trying to hit an open teammate. A little bit too much on the pass. Five new players back in for Troy McNichols. And with a minute 29 left in the period, Phoenix winners two of their last three games. But they have come over to Klamath Falls stone cold, trailing 15-2. With the ball is Serna inside the paint. Ball is blocked by Fetters on a shot attempt and out of bounds. Good job from Dale to knock it away. Interestingly, Fetters, who had 27 the other night in that Klamath Union game, has not scored tonight. This team very well balanced, and it is more than one player that usually can do the damage. Here's the inbound. Ball comes loose, stolen by DJ Hall for Henley. On the baseline with a minute 8 left. He's across the timeline with a dribble. He's on left side to Loney. Back out. Long three on the way. Howe in and out of the popcorn popper. No good. Rebound brought down. That was Howe again with the rebound. That was Reynolds with the miss. Howe with the rebound. Here's Hall. Double teamed at the top of the key. Going to have to dish it out over to Reynolds near the midcourt line. Comes through three. Now to Newbert. High post. Tries to establish a dribble and travels with it. 43.5 seconds left. Henley off to a good start here tonight, 15-2. Matthew Newbert will be coming out for the last 43.5 seconds for Henley with 4 points in the first period. 40 seconds left, 15-2. Henley for the big lead. Early, though. Cade Beer is into the game for Phoenix. To Ortega, he'll launch a long three. It's no good. Rebound Reynolds for the Hornets into the front court, moving it from right to left as you watch the game on the radio with us and the internet worldwide at klamathradio.com. Maybe you're out there outside the worldly scheme. Right hand side, Loney drives him tied, throws up in a left hand prayer that was no good. But he draws a foul. He wasn't in any position to make a good shot, but he knew he might draw the foul, and he did, with 4 seconds left in this first quarter. It's been all Henley leading at 15-2. 7 points for Reynolds, 4 for Newbert, 2 for Howe, 2 for Loney, and make it 3 for Loney as the first free throw is up and tickles the twine. 16-2. Matthew Newbert in, Reynolds out. Coach Luke Hammond hoping to maybe get an offensive rebound if a missed free throw happens. Second one is on the way. It did, but Phoenix comes down with the board. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. They'll throw off a three-quarter court shot, but he's no good. And at the end, they've won the score. Henley 16 and Phoenix 2. Back after this 1 minute break on the winner, CBS Sports Radio.
The best gifts come in small packages, and at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off, diamond stud earrings at 50% off, plus a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900, Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine in the Tower Shopping Center. When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Phoenix trailing by 14. Going to the second period of play, Freddy Martinez bounce pass in the corner to Watts. He'll launch a long three. That will not go. Very cold shooting so far for the Pirates. Matthew Newbert clears the board for Henley. A bump near midcourt, no foul called on Reynolds. So continue with possession. Double team. Reynolds swings it left-hand side to Howe. Back out to Andrew. Stop his dribble at the free throw line. Feed it to Newbert. Take it inside. Shot is partially blocked. Got his own rebound. Put it back up and in. Matthew Newbert now is 6 for the Hornets, making it 18-2. Hornets with a 16-point lead. Brennan Watts swings the ball left-hand side over to Stanfield. Top of the circle now to Nick Goff. His ball is stolen by D.J. Hall. Behind the back dribble across the midcourt line. Finds Howe left-hand side 10 feet out. Cutter is Reynolds. Kicks it back out into the corner. Newbert, three ball off the mark. No good. Howe with a rebound for Henley. Bring it back out to Reynolds. Now to Loney. Loney puts it up. No good. Newbert hammered as he goes up for the putback. And Matthew Newbert will go to the free throw line for the Hornets with 6:45 left. Freedom Martinez picking up the foul, his first. And Newbert with 6 points will try to add on to the Henley lead in his point total. First free throw is on the top of the rim, hangs there for a moment, and falls through. Five new players again checking in for the Phoenix Pirates here. Coach Troy McNichols trying to find the right combination. They trail 19-2. Second free throw is on the way. Good. Newbert connects on both free tosses. Hornets with an 18-point lead. Ortega, he's got the only points in the game. He'll bounce the ball to Serna behind him to the right-hand side. Hornets playing good deny defense. Back to Ortega. Launches a three. Off the mark short. Rebound Loney. Three on two Hornets. Loney goes coast to coast. Misses the lay-in. And the rebound comes to the Pirates. They'll come back down with Ortega, whose ball is swiped from behind from Seth Howe. Good steal from Howe, and the Hornets come right back to the ball. As then Ortega fouls DJ Hall, trying to advance the ball across the timeline into the front 44 feet. Just a reach-in foul. First 13 foul. Dale Vitters replaces Seth Howe. Here's a pass inside the paint, and Blake Loney was all alone underneath the basket. He simply taps it in for two, making it 22-2. Henley, Ortega, out front to Serna. Right-hand dribble from Serna, crosses over the left-hand side, throws up a shot inside the lane. It doesn't draw rim. Rebound Henley. They try to get the ball down the floor. They toss the ball way too far on the outlet pass. Out of bounds, trying to force it a little too much on that particular play was Andrew Reynolds. 5:48 left, first half. And so far, it is all Henley, 22-2. Ethan Huffell will put in a two-point shot from the left-hand side to make it now 22-4. There's a steal inside the paint. Shot put up. No good. Huffell missed it with the left hand. Rebound. Hornets down the floor to DJ Hall. His shot is swatted away and blocked. Here comes Phoenix down the floor quickly. A long three, right angle, put up, missed from the wing by Goff. Ball being fought for and brought down by Ethan Hudsell. Offensive board. A little life now being shown by this Phoenix Pirate team. As Stanfield, Adrian Stanfield, feeds it in the corner left-hand side. Hudsell will shoot from there. It's on the way, and it's no good. Rebound brought down by the Hornets. 4:43 left until halftime. 22-4, Henley to the lead. Here's a spin move from Newman on the baseline. Draws the foul, trying to advance the ball to the well. A non-shooting foul. Freedom Martinez picking up the foul, his second. And it will be DJ Hall to inbound the ball. Left side of the basket baseline for Henley. Up front to Blake Loney. Now to Hall. Had a shot open, didn't take it though. Instead dribbled and found wide open Blake Loney instead, who lays it up and in. Full timeout, we'll take one. Loney now with seven, timeout on the floor. It's all Hornets with 4:25 left in the half. Henley 24, Phoenix 4. Back after this 1 minute break.
Picture this, you're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive. Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
Back here at Henley, 24-4. Hornets with a 20-point lead. Phoenix with the ball into the front court. They bring it to Ortega. Now a long three from Stanfield, top of the key. It's no good. Rebound to Ortega as the ball caroms high off the rim, right back to the top of the key. Martinez, he can't shoot there. Going to bring it back out on the dribble to Serna. Again, Troy McNichols electing to go with the platoon system. Now a long three up and in. Logan Jenkins, a flat-footed set shot for three, making it 24-7. DJ Hall inside the paint. Good pass to the cutter. Dale Fenner's down low. Baseline block left. Knocked away out of his hands and out of bounds. Henley will retain possession. with 3:46 left in the half. Reynolds does the honors way out front to Newbert, near side. Bring it over to Fetters. Back over to Reynolds. The give and go back to Fetters. Inside the paint, Newbert posts up, puts it up, misses the shot. A little bit off balance when he let it go. Rebound Phoenix. 3-on-2 the other way with numbers. Here's Serna. Long three. Oh, it's Ortega from Serna. And Ortega's first three of the game cuts the lead to 24-10. Here's Hall inside the paint, drives the well and travels with the ball. Had the lane, had the right idea to travel with it. With 3:15 left in this first half, Phoenix has a chance to cut the lead a little bit more here, 24-10. Serna, left-hand dribble. Kick it to Stanfield. He's in the free throw circle, almost walks. Gets the ball to Serna in time. Now Serna walks, but he kisses it in anyway with a little underhand lay-in. And some new life for this team. Now 24-12. Hornets lead by 12. Here's an outside three for Reynolds. No good. Matthew Newbert with a rebound. Newbert back to Reynolds. Reynolds inside the paint. Puts it up again. No good. And Phoenix comes down with a rebound as Mason Stella clears it out. He'll get the ball to Ortega. He'll dish it in the corner and get it back. Now kick it out for another set shot. Long three, Jenkins. That one's around and out. No good. Knocked away and out of bounds. Last touch by Blake Loney of Henley. And so it will be Phoenix ball. 2 minutes and 19 seconds left here in this first half. And Henley holding on to a 24-12 lead. Phoenix inbounds right side of the goal. Brendan Watts will get the ball inside on a block out to Nathan Hutzel. Ethan puts it up, does not score it, but he is fouled. First personal foul going to be assessed to Seth Howell. Hornets scored 16 in the first quarter. They've only got 8 here in period number 2. As Ethan Hutzel's first free throw is good. He's got 3 for Phoenix. That's the first free throw the Pirates have attempted here tonight. They are 1-for-1. Second one duplicates the effort. It is good as well. 24-14. Hornets by 10. Newbert against full court pressure and 5 new players between free throws put back in by Coach McNichols. Baseline over to Fetters. He knocks down a player, but he is not going to be called for the foul. The player from Phoenix who ends up on the ground is Rob Sassania and Caleb Gertman, the two officials tonight, both on their way, by the way, to state tournaments. You have to be selected to do those. Sassania will be doing the 4A tournament, Gertman the 1A this year. The inbound is stolen by Phoenix. 2 minutes left, first quarter, or first half. 24-14 the score. Here's Hutzel. Isolates. Top of the three. The top of the key three is no good. Rebound DJ Hall. Hall tripped up. And they call him for a walk. Rob Sassania, who is along with Craig Connor and Pete Whistler, a longtime basketball official, making the call. Here's the inbound to Watts. He'll put the ball up with a jump shot, right angle, no good. Dibby with a rebound, breakaway, lies it up and in. I thought for a moment he might suffer, but he had some defense come in at the last moment, forced him with a left hand to put it up. Newbert's got 10, 26-14. Hornets by 12. Had an opportunity to dunk there, almost. For Newbert, down the floor, Goff. Leave it for Jenkins. There's DJ Hall. And he fouls out in the front court. The long three attempted by Adrian Stanfield. DJ Hall got him, and it'll be 3 free throws for Stanfield here. First free throw is on the way. The left-hander skies it and sinks it. It's good. Phoenix so far 3-for-3 from the free throw line of the game. Henley is 3-for-4 from the charity stripe. Stanfield hits the second. He'll have one more. Blake Loney coming in. But before the third free throw is going to be shot, we'll have a timeout. 26-16, it's a 10-point Henley lead. Back in a minute.
Just about everybody knows that Basin Life from Wynn Broadcasting is the place to go for the latest local news and weather, Oregon news now, national news, sports and showbiz news, and the best events calendar on the web is on BasinLife.com. We have feature pages for automotive, restaurants, shopping and style, and more. BasinLife.com brought to you by Foothills Dental on Foothills Boulevard and by Bob Hall Heat and Air. Stay warm this winter with Bob Hall Heat and Air and stay informed with BasinLife.com.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls, a Wynn broadcasting station.
All right, Stanford gets his free throw. Henley goes to the free throw line after Duper fouled in the act and scores it. He'll hit the traditional three-point play. Henley now leads 49-16 round the way. Eddie Martini finds the ball thrown by Henley. 1-on-2, Henley only run down the floor. So Henley Trey McNichols, our apologies, and we may have not been as clear for a moment as we need to be. There we go. And in case you missed it, all three free throws good from Stanfield. Newbert with a three-point play the other way for Henley, a field goal and a free throw. Henley leading it 29-17. Here's an NBA three from Ortega, and he buries it. That was about a 30-footer. 29-20. Inside the paint, the ball comes to Newbert again. We'll post up and score it. Hornets are exploiting a difference in size underneath. Here's Ortega again, top of the key. And he hits it again. Three of those in the quarter for Ortega. And 11 total in the game. Here's Reynolds. Defenders up top for the Hornets. Up by 8. Get it back, almost stolen. Now Fenners, left side. Get it over to Andrew Reynolds. He's popped in the face. No call. Here's Ortega the other way. Lays it up, no good. 3 seconds left. To half court. Here's Newbert at the buzzer. It's off the mark, no good. A little bit of shoving going on just before the end of this first half. Good second quarter for Phoenix. They score 2 in the first quarter, 21 in the second. And the lead is down to 8. 31-23 is our score at halftime. We'll be back after this 2-minute break.
Basin Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road. Count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
The best gifts come in small packages. And at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off. Diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Plus, a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900. Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine. In the Tower Shopping Center.
31-23 Henley at halftime. The Hornets jumping out to a very big first quarter lead, 16-2. But Phoenix outscores Henley 21-15 in the second period to make it a ball game. Henley still ahead by 8. Scoring in the first half for Phoenix, Ivan Serna has 2. Ethan Hutsell has 4. Logan Jenkins has 3. 11 points for Nico Ortega, including 3 three-pointers, all in the second quarter. And 3 free throws for 3 points for Adrian Stanfield. For the Hornets, they are led by Matthew Neubert. 15 points for Neubert at halftime. Andrew Reynolds has 7. 7 points as well for Blake Loney. Seth Howe has 2. Free throws, Phoenix 5 for 5, 100%. The Hornets 4 for 5. And 80%. And once again, the score 31-23 Hornets at halftime. Last night, in the first game for both teams after the deadline, the Portland Trail Blazers beat the San Antonio Spurs 127-118. The Blazers are now 33-21 overall, 23-8 at home this year. Portland improved to 2-1 against San Antonio this season, finishing a 4-game homestand with a 3-1 record. After trailing by as many as 6 in the first quarter, the Blazers outscored the Spurs by 16 in the second quarter. C.J. McCollum with a great night last night, 32 points for the Blazers in the victory. The Oregon Ducks are idle until Sunday. They played Wednesday night, defeating Cal 73-62. Peyton Pritchard, 19 points. Oregon turnovers kept the game closer than it probably should have been. Pritchard also had 9 rebounds. Oregon State, meanwhile, came home after one of their biggest accomplishments in a while, a 2-game conference road sweep. The school just couldn't build on that. Stanford took an early lead last night and never gave it up. The Beavers were out of arm's reach on their way to an 83-60 Pac-12 men's basketball loss at Yale Coliseum. Oregon State is now 14-8 on the season, 7-4 in league play. They knew to expect a physical game, something they've experienced against Stanford in recent years. Stanford improved to 12-10, 5-5 in conference, but last night just wasn't the Beavers' night at Gill Coliseum in Fort Dallas. Let's get our score at halftime. Henley 31, Phoenix 23. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back with more from the Hornets' Nest.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Whew. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
.31-23, they do have a couple of extra minutes on the scoreboard here at halftime because the Henley cheerleaders performed their, they're going next weekend, right, to Portland. It was scheduled for this weekend, but they moved it, I think, because of the weather. They expect a big snowstorm up there, and so they moved it to next weekend at Veterans Memorial Coliseum, the state high school cheerleading championships, and they had their last opportunity, at least in front of the home crowd, to perform their routine here in front of Henley's fans just a moment ago. And it takes a little bit of time to get the mats out. They've got these mats that roll up and roll out, and they're quite bulky, and so it takes them a little bit of extra time. Girls action tonight. Henley improves to 6-1 in conference play, setting up a big matchup against Hidden Valley this coming Tuesday. That's the only loss that Henley has this year in league play to Hidden Valley. They'll play them on Tuesday over in the Rogue Valley. Henley 58, the Phoenix Girls 31 in a game earlier here tonight at the Hornets Nest. Our next broadcast will be next Tuesday, but we'll be back on the Mazama side on Tuesday. We will be at Phoenix with the Mazama Vikings, who won two games this week on a rare Wednesday-Thursday combo. Wednesday night against Hidden Valley, Thursday night last night, Henley 43, Hidden Valley, rather North Valley 32. So Henley goes to 4-3 in conference and are just a half game out of second place. Mazama 4-3, Henley 6-0, Klamath Union 4-2. KU, by the way, is at Hidden Valley tonight. And we will try to get a score for that ball game for you, but I don't have any way to get that, I don't think, tonight during the broadcast. Best to check the OSAA Live. That's a website you can check. And with up-to-date scores, it's got an OSAA mobile site now, too. It makes it so much easier to scroll for scores. It's OSAA Live. Look it up on Google, and you'll be able to get those scores immediately after completion of every single game. 31-23 Henley. A one-minute break to start the second half, and we'll be back.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
Just about everybody knows that Basin Life from Wynn Broadcasting is the place to go for the latest local news and weather, Oregon news now, national news, sports and showbiz news, and the best events calendar on the web is on BasinLife.com. We have feature pages for automotive, restaurants, shopping and style, and more. BasinLife.com brought to you by Foothills Dental on Foothills Boulevard and by Bob Hall Heat and Air. Stay warm this winter with Bob Hall Heat and Air and stay informed with BasinLife.com.
Both teams have missed a shot. They got back to action a little bit early. Henley's got the ball inside the paint. Turnaround shot by Newbert. No foul. Partially blocked. Rebound Phoenix. Starting five for both teams. Back on the floor. Martinez, Goff, Hutzel, Watts, and Stanfield for Phoenix. For Henley, it is DJ Hall, Fetters, Reynolds, Newbert, and Loney. Hutzel blocked low on the baseline. Touch pass outside, got it back into Ethan. His jump shot inside the paint, no good. And the ball bounces out of bounds. Untouched by anyone after the missed shot. And it will be Henley ball. Across the timeline to Blake Loney, to DJ Hall on the left side of the floor. In the corner now to Newbert. Tries to get the ball into the paint to Reynolds. It is stolen by Phoenix, but an immediate travel called as Nick Goff tried to advance the ball. And here we go again. Troy McNichols, the head coach of Phoenix, with five new players. Seth Howell replaces DJ Hall in the lineup during the dead ball as well for Henley. Serna up top to Jenkins with a brand new five. Now it's Ortega, crosses over with a dribble. He travels with the ball, no call. Here's a steal by Reynolds anyway. Down the floor, lays it up and in with the right hand. Andrew Reynolds with the first points in the second half for either squad, 33-23. Henley back to a 10-point lead. On the wing left is Stella. Tries to matriculate the ball inside the paint. Got a screen, lays it up and in. Mason Stella with his first two of the game. Cutting the lead back down to eight. 33-25. At midcourt, Reynolds. Pass to Seth Howe. Into the corner, now to Newbert. He steps on the baseline, out of bounds. Didn't realize that he was right there in that corner where baseline meets sideline and stepped on one of them out of bounds. Turnover. Here's a shot put up inside the paint by Serna. Bad shot, no good. Rebound Henley. Fetters down the floor to Howe. Drives a baseline, puts it up and in. Seth Howe now with 4 points in the game. And it's 35-25. Back to a 10-point lead for Henley. Jenkins free throw line extended left. Get it back up to Ortega. Thought about that long three. He's hit three here tonight. Did not take it. Get it back to Stella between the rings. Defensively is Howe out on Stella. Five new players getting ready to check right back in for Phoenix. Crossover dribble. Top of the key three again from Ortega. His fourth of the game. Ortega now a 14, and that cuts the lead to 7. 35-28. Here's Newbert at midcourt. Brings the ball down the floor. Baseline now to Howe. Tries to penetrate the base, paint, and he's fouled on the block low left of the goal. Rob Sasania calls the foul, the first personal on Mason Stella. Five new players back into the game. The starters, who are Martinez, Goff, Hutzel, Watson, Stanfield, back in for Phoenix. Inside the paint, Newbert, turnaround, seven-footer, good. Matthew Newbert, now with 17 in the game. Back to a 9-point Henley lead, 37-28. Hutzel, left-hand side. Kick it way out swept to Stanfield. Now in the corner to Freedom Martinez. He'll dribble into the paint, bounce the ball back out to Nick Goff. Top of the key, three on the way. Hutzel will bury it from there. He's got seven now in the contest. And the lead is down to six, 37-31. Seth Howe down the floor to Newbert. Baseline right. Brings it out on the dribble and leaves it for Reynolds up top. Andrew feeds it inside to Howe, intended for Seth, but it was knocked away and out of bounds off of Stanfield. So the Hornets will re-inbound the basketball with about halfway through the third quarter, 4:06 left. Leading just by six, 37-31. They led at 1 point in this game, 22-2. Into the corner is Reynolds, a three ball on the way, no good. Rebound, Howe puts it up, no good. He draws the foul on the third opportunity in the putback. And we'll see what has transpired here. Looks like Seth Howell will have to come off. Well, we got a timeout. We'll wait to see what happened. Official blew the whistle. It looks like Howell might have some blood, and he'll have to come off if that's the case. 3:57 left, third quarter. Henley 37, Phoenix 31. It's turned into quite the game. Back after this 1 minute break.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way.
Who's it on, do you know? Loaning? But he said, had to have said something. A technical foul was what was called against Henley after Seth Howell misses two free throws. Phoenix will send Brendan Watts to the free throw line. His first opportunity at the free throw line tonight. He hits it. Hits the first one and hits the second one. Brendan Watts. Phoenix a perfect 7-for-7 from the line. And all of a sudden now, don't look now, it's a four-point game, 37-33, and Phoenix will inbound the ball at midcourt. Nick Goff, way out in the front court. Left-hand side to Watts, just canned two free throws. Back to Goff. Over to Stanfield now, and to Freedom Martinez. Motion offense for the red-clad Phoenix Pirates. Blue numerals trimmed in white. Weak side, Hutzel tries to move in against Andrew Reynolds and draws the foul. Five new players getting ready to check back in for, well, four. They'll make a substitution. No, they get all five in because it was a non-shooting foul. That was on Seth Howell. Here's the inbound to Ortega. He'll pop the three. It's on the way. No good. High in the air to get the board. The Hornets throw. 3-on-2. Here's Reynolds with a left-hand dribble drive. Lays it up and in. Andrew Reynolds with a great athletic move inside the paint. He's now got 4.5 and 11 in the game. 39-33 Henley. He'll try the traditional three-point play, and it will be no good. Off the front iron, score remains Henley 39, Phoenix 33. Ortega being hounded out in the front court, and a foul going to be called on Andrew Reynolds again. Trying to make a swipe way out on Ortega. No, it's on Ortega, not Reynolds. Check that. Thought that was going to be on Andrew. Offensive foul. So the Hornets will inbound the ball at midcourt. And immediately a foul called on the entry on Ivan Serna. Second personal, team foul number five with 3:12 left in this third period. Henley leading by six, once led by 20. Fetters across the midcourt line to Loney. Over to Reynolds. Tenacious defense being played by Phoenix right now. Now Newbern comes way out from the post to meet the ball between the rings. He's fouled from behind by Mendez. a non-shooting foul. Team foul number 6. And one more, and that will put Henley to the line for the rest of the ball game, 1-1. Phoenix trying to make some things happen here. Here's the inbound to Newbert. Deloney. Back down low to Newbert. He tried to shoot. No, he didn't. He got it all the way across court. Unselfish pass over to the defender. Shoots, no good. Rebound put back up by Loney is no good. And Seth Howell was there as well. One of the two will go to the free throw line. It'll be Howell. Seth Howell to go to the free throw line. Hit in the act of shooting on the third offensive opportunity. Logan Jenkins picking up his second. Seth Howell's first free throw is no good. Howell is 0 for 3 from the free throw line in the game. The Hornets 0 for 4 in the half. And now 4 of 9 in the game for Henley. Second free throw is on the way. Good, he hit it. It's 40 to 33 Hornets. By 7, a long 3. Coffin corner put up, back iron and off by Jenkins. High off the rim the ball goes. Ortega trying to help the officials make the call. Always a bad idea. 5 new players coming right back in. The starters again. Freddy Martinez, Nick Goff, Brennan Watts, Ethan Hutzel, and Adrian Stanfield. Phoenix does retain possession of the ball. I don't think Ortega made the call, though. I think that's up to the official. Here's Goff. Hit it baseline, turnaround, jumper from 15. No good from Hutzel. Rebound. Fetters down the floor quickly to Newbert in the right-hand corner. He'll kick it way back out to Reynolds. He'll penetrate left-hand side. Go up with a shot. No. But he'll be fouled with 2:16 left in the third quarter. Hutzel will pick up his first team foul, number 8. Reynolds and Newbert, the two players for Henley in double figures. The first free throw for Andrew is good. That Boston bounce hits the front, hits the back, and goes back down, 41-33. Reynolds eyes it, skies it, sinks the second one. And it's 42-33 now. Down the floor. Offensive foul, no! A defensive foul going to be called on Blake Loney inside the paint. Could have gone either way. Rob Cecilia sees it against Loney as Ethan Hutzel went strong to the well. Looked like it could have been a walk there too, but no call. Hutzel with 7 points. At the line for Phoenix. First one is no good. First miss of the night from the free throw line for Phoenix. 42-33. Second free throw pending. It is off the mark, no good. Rebound Hornets. Andrew Reynolds into the front 44 feet, swings it right-hand side over to Fetters. He scoops, puts it up off the glass, nice touch, 4-2. Dale Fetters, who scored 27 against KU just a few nights ago with his first basket of the game with a 2:02 mark left in the third quarter. Henley 44, Phoenix 33, back in a minute.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call Modoc Services. The folks at Modoc Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. Modoc Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. Modoc Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road. Count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Brendan Watts nails a 3. The Hornets are called for a travel. 44-36. The drive inside the paint. 2 more points. This one from Stanfield, and it's 44-38. A six-point Henley lead. Here's Newbert, goes inside the paint, scores, and we'll go to the free throw line for an and one. Matthew Newbert with four now in the quarter. 19 in the game for Newbert, 46-38. He'll have another traditional three-point play opportunity with a minute 22 left here in the third period. Free throw on the way, good. And he's got 20, 47-38, the Hornets with the lead. Stanfield with the ball at the free throw line, extended right. Kicks it into the corner to Martinez. Baseline over to Huxell. He steps on the baseline and out of bounds with possession of the ball. Turnover. 47-38 remains the score. Henley against full court pressure, inbounds. Fetters down the floor to Seth Howe. Push from behind, no call, but he scores it anyway.
Seth Howe
gets the assist from Fetters there. Five in the quarter for Howe, seven in the game. Henley back up to a 11-point lead now, 49-38. An 11-point lead for Henley. Inside the paint, shot put up, blocked and knocked away and out of bounds. Five new players in this platoon coaching scheme of Troy McNichols for Phoenix. Back onto the floor with 47 2/10 seconds left. Here's the inbound to Ortega. Bites it in the corner, finally. Over to Kyle Beer into the game. Now here he is, a drive inside, putting it up and in for two. And that makes the score 49-40. There's a steal at the front court, midcourt rather. Shot knocked away. Newbert's called for a foul, and it wasn't. He got all the ball. Called him for a foul there. Going to the free throw line to shoot two will be Logan Jenkins. Jenkins' first free throw is good. Dale Fetters back in. DJ Hall back in. Matthew Newbert out. And also Seth Howell looks to be out. 49-41 with 22 seconds left in the third. Second free throw is good. Henley inside the paint. Andrew Reynolds with a nice spin move puts it up and in. Reynolds now at 8 in the quarter, it looks like. Make that 6 in the quarter. Phoenix tries to force the ball quickly up on the other end. It's Mason Stella. Called for an offensive foul here. It was. No, it's on Ortega instead of Stella, but that's his third. 4.8 seconds left. Getting ready to check in for Henley. I believe is Mason Snyder, is that right? 14? He did not check in. On the way, good. Seth Howe. Oh, it's Skyler Howard. I didn't have him on my roster. Skyler Howard. Not on the OSAA provided roster, 52-42. One more free throw here for Seth Howe. It's on the way and no good. Rebound put back up, no good. 1 second left, no shot attempted by Phoenix. Henley wins the third quarter by two. They go into the fourth quarter leading by 10, 52-42. We are back in a minute on the winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
Henry by 10 going to the fourth quarter, 52-42. Starting five is back in to start the fourth quarter for both teams. Martinez, Goff, Hutzel, Watts, Stanfield for Phoenix. All Fetters, Reynolds, Hubert, and Loney for Henry. Hubert leading the team scoring so far tonight with 20 going into the fourth quarter for Henley. Nick Goff, top of the key, leaves it up for Brennan Watts. His long launch is no good, off the mark. Rebound, Neubert brings it into the front court himself. Leaves it up top now for Fetters. Now to Reynolds. Entry pass is knocked away. Andrew gets it right back. And one of the Phoenix players will be down. Looks like Brennan Watts was the one that took the spell. I think he's going to come off for the time being. And it'll be Ortega.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet? Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town. It's made just for me.
The best gifts come in small packages. And at Bridges World Jewelry, they couldn't agree more. Just in time for Valentine's Day, Rick has diamond heart pendants at 25% off. Diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Plus, a dazzling 1.01 carat loose diamond was $7,900. Valentine priced at only $44.99. Bridges World Jewelry, the only place to shop for your Valentine in the Tower Shopping Center. When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or a sander or a nail gun. Hey, just drop it off.
Rita Martinez hits two free throws to make it 55-43 now for Phoenix. Martinez's first points of the game. We lost our connection, apparently. We're back, I hope. Baseline left. Give and go inside to Loney. His shot partially blocked. Two on two the other way. Sanfield will pull it out and leave it up to Goff, top of the circle. Goff inside the paint, lost and stolen by Dubert. He drives all the way down the floor, drives, lays it up, and it's off the mark. No good. Got it back. Dubert will go into the corner with it over to Fetters now. Now to Reynolds near the big H in midcourt. Over to Loney, back to Reynolds. Playing some keep away here with 6 minutes left. Back to Blake Loney, right-hand corner to Fetters. Inside the paint to Howe. He's triple-teamed, and he puts the ball on the floor and double-dribbles it. Turn over. Finley. Phoenix get the ball back down by 13, 56-43. May have said 55 a moment ago. 56-43 Hornets. Lennon Watts, left-hand side, over to Goff. Into the corner to Hutzel, who buries a three. Ethan's second three of the game. His 10th point overall, 56-46. Back to a 10-point Henley lead. Phoenix has played well after a bad start. Inside the paint, here's Fetters, lays it up and in. Almost didn't get it to go in. Ball came loose. Assist Loney, Fetters the basket. 58-46 now Henley, 5-12. Top of the key three put up, missed there. By Brennan Watts back into the game after the injury. Rebound Henley. Here's Howe. Inside the paint, ball knocked away. Last touch by Phoenix, Adrian Stanfield. With 5:03 left, five new players. Checking in now for Coach Troy McNichols again. Henley to inbound, right side of their own goal with 5:03 left in the game. The inbound to Loney. He'll get it to Newbert way out on the wing. Matthew will pull out a three ball and score it. Matthew Newbert. And again, just two. One was on the line. Matthew Newbert now at 22. And it's 60-46. Here's another three from Ortega. He has been on fire tonight. His fifth three of the game, 17 total. Matthew Newbert is fouled in midcourt. And back to the free throw line, Newbert will go. He's a good free throw shooter. Tonight he's 3-for-3 for Henley. 24 points for Matthew Newbert tonight. The number that matches the number he's wearing on his jersey. The first free throw from Newbert is good. It is 61-49 Henley. Newbert will have one more, and it's also in the bucket. Newbert, a perfect 6-for-6 from the free throw line here in this game. 62-49. Ortega, entry pass inside the paint, intended for Mason Stella. Reach in, foul going to be called on the Hornets with 4:29 left. Matthew Newbert picking up only his second personal foul. He's got to be happy about that. He's usually a little more foul trouble than that. Stella to shoot one on the bonus. If he makes the first one for Phoenix, is that's team foul number 7. He's run away, he's no good. Stella won't get a second attempt, at least on this trip down the floor, but the offensive rebound does come to the Pirates. And we've got a foul on Phoenix. Mason Stella, who just missed the free throw, maybe a frustration foul, picking up a quick personal after the missed free throw and a scrum for the ball. Blake Loney to the free throw line for Henley to shoot two. Loney's got 9 points tonight. First free throw, no good. Blake is 3-for-5 from the free throw line. Blake's second free throw is good. He's in double figures now with 10. And the Hornets lead it 63-49. This is Ortega with another long toss for three. That one's off the mark, no good. Ball high off the rim, comes out to Reynolds. Andrew across the midcourt line, bounces the ball baseline to Loney. Finds Newbert inside, he puts it in and scores again. Matthew Newbert with 8 points in the quarter and 13 and a half. Now 28 in the game for Newbert. 65-49, Henley. We're back after this 1 minute break during a Phoenix timeout.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply, on Crest by Kiger Stadium. Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
Henley leading now by 16, their biggest lead in a while, 65-49. Phoenix will inbound the ball with Nick Goff back into the game and a new five on the floor. Goff will leave it to Martinez, now into the free throw circle. Left-hand side over to Ty Clayton, who has checked in now. Ethan Hutzel on the free throw line, extended right. Brennan Watts back out, a long two is up and missed by Clayton. And the rebound brought down by the Hornets. Down the floor is Loney. Excuse me, Seth Howe gets the ball to Matthew Neubert, who lost control of it, still tried to underhanded force the ball over into the corner to save it. Could not, out of bounds. E.J. Hall coming in, and Blake Loney coming out for the Hornets. 3:30 mark left in the game for Coach Luke Hammond, who looks to go now to 7-0, unless in the next 3.5 minutes, Phoenix can make another big comeback. They trail by 16. Clayton with the ball into the free throw circle. Pushing left-hand side over to Goff. Bring it back out to Hutzel. He'll shoot for three. It's short, off the mark, no good. Rebound Watts. He'll find it into the corner. Get it back over there for Goff. He won't make now. Here's Watts again with the top of the key three. Brandon Watts will score it. His second three of the game, his 8-point total of the game. Phoenix calls a timeout. We're back to a 13-point ball game. 3:05 left. Full timeout. 65-52 Henley. Back in a minute.
Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem. We understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return. Or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
Just about everybody knows that Basin Life from Wynn Broadcasting is the place to go for the latest local news and weather, Oregon news now, national news, sports and showbiz news, and the best events calendar on the web is on BasinLife.com. We have feature pages for automotive, restaurants, shopping and style, and more. BasinLife.com brought to you by Foothills Dental on Foothills Boulevard and by Bob Hall Heat and Air. Stay warm this winter with Bob Hall Heat and Air and stay informed with BasinLife.com.
Phoenix has stayed into this game with 9 3-point field goals in this contest with 3:05 left. DJ Hall runs the baseline and inbounds the ball against pressure. Gets it from Fetters inside now to Howe, who will simply flip it up with the right hand and score an easy two as they break pressure. Henley 67, Phoenix 52. Hutzel will pop a three on the other end. There's a 10th three of the game for the Pirates. Ethan Hutzel. 67-55, keeping it interesting. To Reynolds across the midcourt line, drives to the baseline, loses his footing, get it to Howe. He'll put it up and score it anyway. Seth Howe with the left hand. He's going to be in double figures by the time the night's done as well. Henley 69, Phoenix 55. Top of the key, Watts. Three ball. It's off the mark from the right-hand side. Rebound Neubert with 2:16 left. DJ Hall in the backcourt for Henley. Trapped. Bounces the ball over to Howe. Get it across the timeline in time. Now to Uber. Thought about the three. He's going to take it on the drive and then bounce it out to Reynolds. He'll shoot a long two. It's no good. Rebound Hutzel for Phoenix. Left-hand dribble across the midcourt line. He'll pop from long range, and that's off the mark. No good. And here is Seth Howell with the rebound. Out of Hall. Across the midcourt line, now to Newbert. Crossover dribble, get it inside to Howell again. Up and in again, Seth Howell. He scored 6 points in a row for the Hornets. And it's now 71-55, assist to Newbert there. A long three. Brennan Watts, left angle, no good. From the right wing, rebound. Newbert, one-on-one. He's got the chance. Does he take it in? He does! Misses it off the glass. And he'll have another and one. Newbert with 10 in the quarter, 15 and a half, 30 in the game for Matthew Newbert.
Number 20,
30 points for Matthew Newbert, and he is 6 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. 7 for 7 now.
Number 24, Joe Northcutt.
74-55, Joe Northcutt coming in. Matthew Newbert with 31 points. Coming off the floor. A minute 18 left in the contest. 74-55, Henry back in a minute.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. Basin Immediate Care hopes your game is exciting, memorable, and injury-free. In the event that you suffer an injury, illness, allergy, or just need a wellness check, be sure to stop in. There's never an appointment needed. With on-site x-ray, lab, plus cardiac technology, you won't be waiting long. At Basin Immediate Care, you'll get speedy results. Open every day, including holidays. The provider is in every day at Basin Immediate Care, 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Have a great game.
Ethan Hutzel hits a three for Phoenix. They come up with a steal. Ockerman Newsom into the game now for Henley. He gets the ball underneath the Northcutt. He scores! Joe Northcutt, the sophomore. Ockerman Newsom with the assist. Another three ball. This one from Hutzel is no good. 11 three-point field goals made by Phoenix tonight. 76-58. Hornets with an 18-point lead. Ball knocked away out of bounds off of Brennan Watts. So Henley will re-inbound the ball. DJ Hall on the inbound from Fetters. DJ will dribble into the corner, shoot a three. It's back iron and off. No good. Rebound brought down by Northcutt, who scores again.
Rebound basket to Northcutt.
Good. Now Northcutt with four.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Just about everybody knows that Basin Life from Wynn Broadcasting is the place to go for the latest local news and weather, Oregon news now, national news, sports and showbiz news, and the best events calendar on the web is on BasinLife.com. We have feature pages for automotive, restaurants, shopping and style, and more. BasinLife.com brought to you by Foothills Dental on Foothills Boulevard and by Bob Hall Heat and Air. Stay warm this winter with Bob Hall Heat and Air and stay informed with BasinLife.com.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care, sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services, you'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care, the provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center. Picture this, you're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms.
Back here at Henley High School, final score, Henley 78, and Phoenix 58. It's going to take us a little while to tabulate all of this information we have here because there was quite a few points scored in this contest. Henley was 78. That might be, at least in the games I know it is, the broadcast games we've done, a season high for the Hornets. Seth Howell had a great second half. As I tabulate the second half, he had 14 points, ends up with 16 total for the Hornets. So along with Loney and, of course, Matthew Neubert with a gigantic game for the Hornets tonight, along with Andrew Reynolds, they are all in double figures. Let's give you the scoring wrap-up as we have it, the unofficial scoring here. Your results may vary. Ivan Searle with 4, 16 for Ethan Hudsell. Jenkins had 3, 4 points for Mason Stella, 17 for Ortega, 15 points from 3-point shots. Stanfield had 5, 12 3-pointers made by the Phoenix Pirates here tonight, and they still lose by 20, 78 to 58. They took a ton. Took a ton of shots. Sometimes you can't stop the sneeze, and that one just snuck up on me. From the free throw line tonight, Phoenix hitting, they weren't bad. They were 9 of 12, 75% from the free throw line. The Henley Hornets were led by the 31 points from Matthew Neubert tonight. 31 for the big fella, 16 for Seth Howell, 15 for Andrew Reynolds, 10 for Blake Loney, 4 for Dale Fetters, 4 for Joe Northcutt off the bench for the Hornets. Also getting into the game, 2 points, actually getting into the game but not scoring, playing quite a few minutes actually, was DJ Hall. Also, Skylar Howard checked in for just a few minutes in the ball game for Henley. Adding up the free throws, Henley shooting 14 of 21 from the free throw line. So they improved their shooting. At one point, they were just 7 of 14. So they were able to, especially down the stretch with Matthew Neubert. Neubert from the free throw line tonight, all he did was hit 7 of 7 from the free throw line. And again, Matthew with 31 points in one of the best efforts we've seen in a while from a Henley Hornet. It was a great effort for Matthew Neubert. And I understand the challenge was on to challenge Grandpa's old total of 37. By God, he came very close tonight in the winning effort for the Henley Hornets. 78 to 58 is our final score. The Hornets improved to 7-0 in conference play. They will remain at least a sixth-ranked team in the state. Overall, the Hornets are now coming into this coming week at 14-6 and on a pretty good little winning streak as they head over to Hidden Valley. And always a long trip to make to go over to Murphy. Decent squad there, so they'll have their work cut out for them over in the Valley on Tuesday. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday from Phoenix High School. We're back on the Mazama side with the Mazama Vikings. Our thanks to in-studio producer Chuck Rhodes back at the station tonight for his hard work, his diligence of trying to keep us on the air. We had a couple of losses of data here, but we got it right back. Final score again tonight, Henley 78 and Phoenix 58. Until Tuesday, Randy Adams wishing you a safe weekend. Stay dry and get ready for the big snowstorm. We'll see you on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Klamath County High School Basketball. All season long, stay with KlamathRadio.com for exciting high school basketball action with the Mazama Vikings and the Henley Hornets. This has been a copyrighted presentation of KlamathRadio.com.